Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yesterday, after the show, the team caught up with Mark Gable.
Is that Mr. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys?
Yeah, Mandy. And Akmal, are you there as well, mate?
Yeah, I am.
You look, I'm really sorry. I've never, ever done anything wrong in my life. I've never been unfaithful. I've never gotten really, really... I've never taken drugs.
Yeah.
I've never sworn or done. I've never been arrested. Nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the first time that I've screwed up.
Oh, Mark.
Well, you know...
We forgive you,
look,
firstly.
You know, but you're almost perfect, and no one's perfect except Jesus, and look what they did to him. So, lucky.
But, you know, the problem is with him is, because he was Middle Eastern, forgive me that, but they picked on him, right? If he had been born in Wisconsin, would never have happened.
If he was Swedish and tall and blonde, he wouldn't... The only cross he would have seen would be a hot cross bun.
So racist.
Yeah.
What? The world is, or Akmal?
Oh, everyone,
both,
really.
Both.
Everyone,
yeah. Yes. Because we got pictures of Jesus when I was growing up, but he looked Swedish.
Mm.
He looked like... if you remember Bjorn Borg? We had a picture of Bjorn Borg dressed as Jesus.
He did look like Bjorn Borg.
He did, yeah.
Well, he did, because... And here's the thing. He was actually Jewish.
That's right.
And where did the Jews come from? That's right. The Middle East. So funny, that, isn't it?
That's right.
He's actually black.
That's right. You never see Jesus short, like my height, with a big nose and, you know.
Well, what a cheery way to start an interview. But anyway, it's lovely to talk to you.
Yes.
Lovely to talk to you. I'm really sorry I'm not there in person, because I really wanted to have the physical contact between us. You know, because
Akmal was looking forward to that.
It feels like you're here. It does.
Yeah, well, I am. Well, spiritually... But not mentally, not physically, you know.
Well, I'm not here mentally, so it's okay.
I can vouch for that.
You work together, it's not my fault.
You've been around Australia, I would have thought, many, many times.
Many times. What's
the biggest hole you've played?
Tennant Creek.
Tennant Creek. I think that's one of the few places I haven't been.
Yeah, you haven't?
Yeah, well, see, both of you, I know that you both haven't been there. I know this because I have all the records from Tennant Creek.
And
I was trapped there for 4 days, or where the band was, and so you don't have to go there. I've been there for you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You're like Jesus. You've suffered, so we don't have to.
That's right. And I hear the most interesting thing about Tennant Creek was the $2 shop, and I went in there and I bought 4 Britney Spears T-shirts, and the band wore them on tour.
That's awesome.
Do you know, when we interviewed Mossy, he said, because Akmal asked him the exact same question, which was the worst place you played in Australia, and he said Tennant Creek.
Oh, that's a popular one, that one, yeah.
So,
I mean, a close...
Unanimous.
Yeah, that was the winner. A close second would have been Kalgoorlie or somewhere in... Kalgoorlie?
I don't mind Kalgoorlie. And then, of course, there's Catherine, which is up the road from Tennant Creek.
Yeah, I've driven through Catherine.
Catherine's good, you know, because we played at the Catherine Hotel several times, and on one occasion, they didn't have a stage. This is the first time we played there. And the stage was, wait for it, a piece of string strung from one side of the main room to the other. The band on one side and the audience on the other.
That was what separated you. That's hilarious.
That's right.
The audience did not cross that string, right? Some of them sat under the string, but their heads were on the other side.
Because they're probably too hot, too weak to break the string.
That's right.
Mark, you've had such an interesting life, but you are bringing your explosiveness in your guitar riffing and your vocals to the Hardy's Bay Club in January.
Yes, well, you know, the truth is we live just up the road, and I don't want any of you bloody stalkers to come and try and find me, okay?
Yeah.
Don't bother, right, because I will... stab you with a piece of string. Right?
Okay, that's
a painful way to go. Well, look, it's lovely to chat to you, even if it's not in person. Mark Gable playing the Hardy's Bay Club 4th of January, which is perfect, doing it with Melinda Schneider, which will be a whole lot of fun, and some amazing musicians. So get down to the Hardy's Bay Club on the 4th of January. Tickets are at austic.com.au. Thanks, Mark. Good to chat, buddy.
Thank you both. I love you both very much.
I love
you too.
As a matter of fact,
oh, God, I love you. Oh, my God, I feel much better.
Love you. You owe us $5 a minute.
$5 a minute?
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO, or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.